Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Wednesday, gang. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein award-winning TalkSport Daily podcast. Award-winning. Yeah, you heard me right. One day, this will win an award. And we kick things off today, of course, with the transfer deadline window officially closing last night. Now, the ink has dried on Cristiano Ronaldo's contract. He's now officially a Manchester United player once again. More on that very shortly, where we'll hear from inside the United camp. But first, on to Jim, Mr. Deadline D, sounds nothing like him, White, who joined Jamie O'Hara and Jason Cundy on the Sports Bar on TalkSport as some of those late deals went through. And this is how it all sounded on TalkSport, if, of course, you heard it last night. If you didn't, well, you're going to hear it now, hence why you've downloaded the podcast. I'll stop talking so you can hear it.
A lot going on out there. I'm going to cross a lot with you live on TalkSport.
Chelsea are just about to confirm the signing of Sao Neguez. It was the saga of the day in the end. There's always one deal that goes beyond the 11 o'clock deadline. It was this deal, but as Jim White told us, 15 minutes ago, the paperwork was submitted in time. Sao Neguez is now a Chelsea player on loan for the rest of the season.
We need cover in the middle of the park, and Gullo has had his injury problems and you need to protect him. So Chelsea have now got four really brilliant options in the middle of the park, and that's what I think he needs, Tuchel. If there was another one in there, you did feel, Mason played in the last season, you did feel it was kind of forced upon him as opposed to a choice. Now he has real choice.
Chelsea's squad is off the charts. Is absolutely outstanding. They've got rid of 20 players in this window, and I think they still have the best squad in the Premier League, possibly in Europe.
I told you it was done, Jim.
There you go.
I told you it was done. And we've had official confirmation from Arsenal in the last couple of minutes. Welcome to Arsenal, Takehiro Tomiyasu. So the Japanese international has now formally completed his move from Bologna. He was going to go to Tottenham. Now he'll be playing against them in a couple of weeks' time.
If you spend £150 million right now, how do you think Arteta is feeling about that? Okay, the future of Arsenal looks like they say, do you know what? We're going to sign players under the age of 23. These are players for the future that have residual value. We can sell them on if and when. But right here, right now, does Arteta not want to say, give me that £150 million and make my first team stronger? Make my first 11 stronger. Because £150 million is a huge amount of money.
Are you happy with what you've done?
No, definitely not.
You spent 150 million quid.
I think if you speak to any Arsenal fan out there, they'll all say the same thing. Mm. I mean, we bought in Ødegaard when we was tracking Osur from Lyon all summer. No European football, and they're saying, trust the project.
Tottenham have brought in Brazilian defender Emerson Royal from Barcelona, with Serge Aurier agreeing to a contract termination.
We kept Harry Kane, signed players that we needed to sign, you know, Royal coming in, a right back, someone we needed. Christian Romero, I think he's going to be a solid signing. Brian Gill, exceptional talent. And, you know, to keep Harry Kane after all the speculation over the whole sort of summer, I think it's a great window for us.
Antoine Griezmann back to Atletico Madrid. A loan deal agreed until the end of the season with a buy option.
Here is Griezmann now, edge of the penalty area, turns and goals. A wonderful goal, Antoine Griezmann.
done deal. Everton, I'm hearing, have signed Salomon Rondon on a free transfer. It's a 2-year deal with the option of a further 12 months. Honestly, we were breasting the tape there at 11 o'clock when that came through. So the ink's hardly dry on that one, but it's done.
It's a great signing. They need him because Dominic
Calvert-Lewin,
at the moment, fantastic centre forward, but he's picked up an injury already. They need a plan B. They need backup for him to lighten the load.
West Ham this hour have confirmed the signing of the Croatian international attacker Nikola Vlasic.
Come down inside the penalty area and Vlasic gives Croatia the lead.
I think they've done some really good business. I think Zuma will improve under David Moyes. I think David Moyes is a really good coach and defensively will help sort him out. Obviously, the midfield players as well add into that. West Ham, if they were to finish in the top six again, I think would be a fantastic season for the Hammers. And that's probably realistically what they should be aiming for.
The window is shut. It sounds as if
it was shut smashed quite dramatically there, wasn't it?
It sounds as if it smashed as it was shut, but that's fine by us.
Manchester United have confirmed the signing of Cristiano Ronaldo from Juve, and the Portuguese says he cannot wait to play in front of the United fans again, with the club holding a special place in his heart. Yeah, that special place being about £500,000 a week. His new teammate and goalkeeper Lee Grant revealed what the day was like when the deal was announced.
We were aware there was something in the offing early on in the morning and in the day. But of course, these things are never straightforward. So the news was strange, actually, because coming into the training ground, there was a lot of talk around possibility of him heading to the other side of the city. And we've got a huge picture of Cristiano in our gym. And a few of the players were having a little bit of a laugh and joke as to what may or may not happen to that mural. If he did venture to the other side, if he dared venture to the blue side of the city. So that was an interesting conversation to see how quickly things moved during the day. And of course, the news coming later that day was incredible news.
Good morning. It is now official. Manchester United have re-signed Cristiano Ronaldo on a 2-year deal with an option for a third.
If Lee Grant's excited, who's one of our backup goalkeepers, and is thinking about the impact that that's going to have on me and my training, the level that I've got to bring, imagine what that's going to do for our more senior players. And literally, I was at the nursery picking up one of my children and one of the other guys was there, one of our more senior players. And to see the look on his face and the excitement, I mean, bordering on giddiness, the fact that we are able to bring Cristiano in was real eye-opener for me. So, yeah, listen, it's as I say, it's really palpable, that excitement.
Now, here's a TalkSport exclusive with England captain Harry Kane, who's been speaking ahead of the World Cup qualifier against Hungary tomorrow, live on TalkSport. Harry told England correspondent Baker Ruthers that he didn't take much notice of transfer rumours surrounding him whilst he was away on holiday. No, of course you didn't, Harry.
I've said before, I'm pretty good at kind of just getting away from everything. You know, after the final, I was in England for a few days and I went off to on holiday for a couple of weeks. And when I'm away, I'm rarely on my phone, to be honest. I really try and use that time to just get away from everything. Of course, I know there was kind of a lot of noise that was surrounding me and going on. But yeah, as always, I was quite calm, you know. I know I knew the situation. Like I said, the situation was between me and the club, and that's the way it would stay. I know everyone had their opinions on it, as that's just part and parcel of the profession we're in. But like I said, I'm fully focused with club and country now, and I'm looking forward to a great year.
On now to Arsenal, and Will.i.am has left the club to join his boyhood heroes, Corinthians. His agent, Kier Jurabchin, has confirmed that the Brazilian missed out on £20 million by terminating his contract at the Emirates. Really? Good agent, good work.
It's mostly accurate. Obviously, I'm not going to reveal numbers exactly, but you know the reports are pretty much accurate. He did terminate his contract. He did it willingly. He's probably one of the first players ever to do so. As you know, there were lots and lots of previous players, especially at Arsenal, that had sat their contracts out and left at the very end, and other clubs all over Europe, but he wasn't one of them. I can't give you the exact number because these things are confidential, you know, unfortunately, but it is in that range.
Now, despite some mega offers from Real Madrid for French World Cup winner Kylian Mbappe, PSG have managed to keep hold of him until the window opens again in January. Good work, PSG, turning down nearly £200 million for that player. Good. Well, what's that?
he's available on a free transfer next summer. So they'll lose £200 million and not get a penny. Not the best deal I've ever heard of. Alain Bequist thinks it makes absolutely no sense for PSG to keep Mbappe. It doesn't, does it?
It goes in January, he's going for nothing. It's just clearly people with too much money. I absolutely have no idea, or it doesn't matter to them, the finance.
And Mbappe drives it home, and Paris Saint-Germain lead in the Nou Camp.
Because in any business, any other business on the planet, if you've got an asset at £175 million and then 6 months later the asset's going to be worth zero, I'm sorry, Woodsy, but it doesn't make sense.
Now, Liverpool have done very little business. That sounds a bit weird. In the window, that sounds even worse. And some fans have criticised the owners, FSG, or VZK, as some people were calling them. Simon Jordan, however, thinks those supporters are being stupid. Have a listen. Those supporters are being stupid. That's me. It doesn't even sound like Simon Jordan. I'm just doing a lisp. And he doesn't really... He doesn't mean he has a little bit, but I've got one as well. So I'll just play the tape.
If you look at who they look to and who they trust and who fans, they don't trust the owners, they never trust the finances behind football clubs to some extent, and you look at it and say, who do they trust in? Well, we love the manager. Okay. What does the manager think about it? Manager doesn't seem to have a problem. I'll ignore him for the time being because it doesn't suit our argument. FSG are disgusting. I mean, have you ever heard anything so ridiculous? I tell you who are disgusting. For people that ruin football clubs, people that don't give a monkeys about them. They could have an argument about the Horlicks that was made of Liverpool by Hicks and Gillette. I mean, come on. Really? No. Is that constructive? It's a stupid comment from stupid people.
Now, Wales international Dan James has completed his move from Manchester United to Leeds United for a fee of up to £30 million, as Del Boy would say. His national manager, Robert Page, speaking ahead of their clash with Finland tonight, thinks the move to Elland Road will be a good one for him.
Daniel James scores! And Manchester United have 9.
What you find with young players, understandably, they go through spells throughout that season of inconsistency. So 1 minute they can be a 10 out of 10, the next minute they can be a 5 or a 6. And that's young players for you. That's what you get. And at this moment in time, he's been told he can leave and he's got himself a move that a club that wants him. So you want all your players to think like that. We all like confidence. We all like being told we're doing well. And he'd be no different along with the other players. And we want them all playing competitive football that at a club that they loved.
Back now to the England camp and is Dan James's Leeds United teammate Patrick Bamford speaking to the media on what it would mean to him to make his international debut for the Three Lions. I don't know why I'm talking French, makes no sense.
Every kid's dream, isn't it? I mean, it's very cliche to say that every kid grows up dreaming of being a footballer and playing for England, but it's true. I mean, it's the pinnacle to represent your country. And it's something that I've dreamed about, playing for England, since I was very young, and it's always been an ambition of mine.
Into the middle, and Bamford scores, and Leeds United retake the lead. Beautifully worked.
It was a goal that I set myself this season, see if I can get called up at some point, and now I've just got to try and take the opportunity.
On to some more transfers. No, not more transfers, Goldstein. Well, sort of. This is former West Ham striker Bobby Zamora, or Robert, recalling the time Carlos Tevez and Javier Mascherano joined the club. And Zamora admitted no one knew who they were when they arrived. Very similar to what happens to Max Rushton when he walks into the building on Saturdays and Sundays.
It was so strange. Pretty much like everybody, even you guys, you know, any of the press that knew absolutely nothing about it, just turned up, you know. It was oh, by the way, boys, we've got two new signings. Carlos Tevez and Javier Mascherano. We were like, okay. Found out a little bit about them. They come in for that first training session. Oh, they've got a little bit. There was like a translator in the changing room. And Yossi was a character. There was a lot of characters in our changing rooms. English banter flying everywhere. So those two were in for it. Do you know what I mean? And they came back straight away with some sort of banner. It was like Olympic gold medal. What have you got? Do you know what I mean? So they were great. They were great. They were good lads.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcasts from. Don't forget, of course, to press that subscribe button with your index finger. Anything will do. Anything, a thumb, a toe, whatever, your head, nose, if it's a big one like mine. Anyway, I'm back on TalkSport today on the Andy Goldstein Drive Time Show with Darren Goff from 4 p.m. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.